Persecution of Christians in Ethiopia doesn't go unanswered. A training center in North India brings hope to a closed area, and one ministry explains just how far a dollar can go these days. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Muslim attack on 25 Christian families in a town southwest of Ethiopia's capital demolished a dozen houses. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says this is one incident among others that led to the passage of the Ethiopia Democracy and Accountability Act of 2007 in the U.S. House of Representatives.
The more you have freedom in a country, that's going to also filter into the area of religious freedom and freedom for our Christian brothers and sisters there. So in that sense, it is tied in just as freedoms are tied together, but it doesn't seem to directly play into the idea of religious freedom.
There have been increasing reports of the clamping down on religious freedom. Nettleton says that only serves as a backdrop to growth.
One of the exciting things that's happening is a renewal movement within the Orthodox Church, a real return to a scriptural understanding of Christianity, of what it means to be a believer. There is also effective evangelism going on amongst Muslims in Ethiopia.
Next, Bright Hope International is helping build the Christian community in northern India. They're raising funds for a training center where they can develop church planters in the state of Uttar Pradesh. The center's future urban location discourages backlash from the opposition, but according to Isaac Shaw, the challenge and opportunity is
the Hindu philosophy and Eastern religion is exported from the north. It has remained traditionally resistant to the gospel.
The lack of infrastructure and leadership in Indian communities creates a great need for these facilities. The beginning of their ministry has already shown success.
We have had our first four baptisms of Hindu converts. We have started a church there. We are already meeting with the community that is around there. People are coming to us. We are going and building bridges and friendships.
Building funds are needed by December 31st. Visit our website to contribute, and every dollar will be doubled. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship is integrating its field operations worldwide under one international umbrella. The new structure combines the field programs of the U.S. with programs in Canada, Europe, Australia, and South Africa. MAF President Kevin Swanson.
While we've worked in very close partnership with each other over the years, we have maintained a distinctiveness. And starting on the 1st of January 2008, there will be just one MAF out there.
The leadership determined that MAF can accomplish more ministry as one organization rather than each group working independently. Swanson says
it will now be the international body that will make decisions such as where do we open a new program, where do we allocate the resources, where do we send the next new aircraft, and things like that.
A search committee has been formed to find a new chief executive officer for the international group. Pray for the transition and that MAF will be even more effective. Meanwhile, Transworld Radio Cambodia's youth department saw great response from two outdoor concerts promoting the radio program It's Yours. Roughly 1,700 youth attended the concerts. They were designed to reflect the format of an It's Yours program and whet the listeners' appetite to learn more about Christ. Because of these events, those who had previously shown little interest in the It's Yours program are now tuning in. Pray that their hearts respond to the gospel. And just how far does a dollar go these days? Well, according to Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, it goes as far as Africa, the Middle East, and the far-flung reaches of the former Soviet Union. GAIN has the humanitarian aid supplies to ship and the network to distribute it, but the funding to get where it needs to go is still needed. $1 can get $27 worth of aid to the field, where it's then distributed along with the gospel. If you can help, go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available the free book, A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. It's a story of one man's mission that will prepare you for God's work at home and abroad. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.